This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a forceful and highly personal condemnation of Russia's Vladimir Putin on Saturday, summoning a call for liberal democracy and a durable resolve among Western nations in the face of a brutal autocrat. During a speech as he wrapped up a four-day trip to Europe, President Biden says there's no justification or provocation for President Vladimir Putin's choice of war.
It's an example, one of the oldest human impulses, using brute force and disinformation to satisfy a craving for absolute power and control. It's nothing less than a direct challenge to the rule-based international order established since the end of World War II.
Before he even left Poland, aides were clarifying that Biden was not calling for an immediate change in government in Moscow. Russian rocket struck the western Ukrainian city of Lviv while President Biden visited neighboring Poland. The attacks Saturday were a reminder that Moscow is willing to strike anywhere in Ukraine despite its claim to be focusing its offensive on the country's east. The airstrike shook a city seen as a haven in Ukraine for hundreds of thousands of displaced people and prompted some to pack up once again. Lviv also has become a humanitarian staging ground for Ukraine, and the attacks could further complicate that work. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will try to use his three-nation tour of the Middle East and North Africa to reassure wary Israelis and Arabs that the Biden administration is committed to the region's security at a time when Washington is confronting multiple foreign policy challenges. U.S. preoccupation with Russia's invasion of Ukraine is bolstering NATO's presence, and Eastern Europe has fueled concerns that America's attention may be stretched too thin. There's more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's top diplomat says that the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has accepted the idea of continuing to be sanctioned by the U.S. if it meant the restoration of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Iranian Foreign Minister, in his remarks in a statement television interview Saturday, may signal a possible opening over the stalemated Vienna talks. It also appeared at time for a visit Sunday by a European Union diplomat involved in the negotiations. Sanctions on the Guard has been one of the remaining sticking points over restoring the tattered nuclear deal. Officials say a Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen may have unleashed a barrage of airstrikes on the capital and a strategic Red Sea city. They said Saturday at least eight people were killed. The overnight airstrikes on two areas both held by the Houthis came a day after the rebels attacked an oil depot in the Saudi city of Jeddah, their highest-profile assault yet on the kingdom. A spokesperson for the Saudi-led coalition says the strikes targeted sources of threat to Saudi Arabia. Footage circulated online showed flames and plumes of smoke over Sana'a and Hodeidah. COVID-19 rates are plunging among migrants crossing the U.S. border from Mexico as the Biden administration faces a Wednesday deadline to end or extend sweeping restrictions on asylum that are aimed at limiting the virus's spread. Lower rates raise more questions about scientific grounds for a public health order that has caused migrants to be expelled from the United States more than 1.7 million times since March 2020 without a chance to request asylum. While there is no aggregate rate for migrants, test results from several major corridors for illegal border crossings suggest it is well below levels that have triggered concerns among U.S. officials. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have refused to allow dozens of women at Kabul's international airport to board their flights because they were without a male guardian. That's according to two Afghan airline officials who spoke on condition of anonymity because they feared repercussions from the Taliban. They said dozens of women who arrived at the airport to board their flights Friday were told they could not do so unless accompanied by a male guardian. Some of the women were dual nationals returning to their homes overseas, including some from Canada. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden had delivered a forceful and highly personal condemnation of Russia's Vladimir Putin on Saturday, summoning a call for liberal democracy and a durable resolve among Western nations. Before he left Poland, though, aides were clarifying that Biden was not calling for immediate change in government in Moscow. Via remote, I'm